It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're bringing the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up will be tracks from Metal Reband, Steve Bellow, Vendetta Rose, and Another Day's Armor. Here will be for Skid Row along with Raw Wave at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville on Saturday, May 4th. And speaking of that show, we have a special treat for your Easter basket. Snake Sabo from Skid Row will join us over the phone. But first, let's kick off the show with a reality sweep. Here's Bury Me Alive on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Reality Suite with Bury Me Alive on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their Awakened Deluxe Edition album is due out in June, and you can catch them in action on May 25th at the Perth Amboy Arts and Music Festival. More info at realitysuite.com. Joining us over the phone is Dave Snake Sabo of Skid Row. They're rocking the Starland Ballroom in Slayerville on May 4th. Dave, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks, man. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dude, we're totally stoked to have you on. We're looking forward to this show. And, you know, I'm really excited about this new album. How's production of that going?
Well, it's actually going really well. We're pretty excited about it, too. It's our first record that we're doing with ZP singing in the band. And he's been in the band now, I guess, a better part of 3 years. And he's really cemented his position within our band. And he's got his own particular voice that he brings to these songs. And so from a songwriting standpoint, it's really exciting to hear what he's able to bring to the table. And he's a creative guy, and he's been involved in the whole process of creating this record. So as we move further down the line and we're getting closer to it being, you know, finished, the recording process, I kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's, you know, it's exciting. It's really exciting. And every artist will sit there and tell you that their newest project is the best thing they've ever done. I don't know. I don't know any of that stuff. All I know is that I really love the whole process that we've been going through. Working with Michael Wagner again has just been an absolute pleasure. And as everybody knows, who knows the history of the band, knows that Michael produced our first record, Enslaved to the Grind, and he was and is an integral part in this whole process. He's one of the guys that throughout the history of the band has just remained a constant in our lives. So to be able to work our schedules out where we could work with him on making this record with ZP singing, it's just been sort of serendipitous. And it's really interesting to work with a guy like that and have him bring these things out of you that haven't been brought out of you in a long time. And so from an artistic standpoint, and just from an overall, just being a guitar player, he challenges you. And that's really, really good, man, for all of us, because we need to be challenged. I think we all do. Anybody who wants to, you know, exceed their own expectations, you need to be challenged by somebody who's not afraid to get in your face and go, you're capable of more than this. And I like hearing that. It's frustrating sometimes, because at points you sit there and think that, wow, that's like, I just did something that I personally think is really amazing. But I guess it's not. So he just pushes you to another level. And it's always been that way since the very beginning when we recorded the first record with him in 1988. You know, everything might be different in the business of music and how people go about making records and music in general. That relationship between us still remains the same. And so when you get into the thick of these songs, from my standpoint, from like a writing and recording standpoint, it's just you start seeing all these things unfold, things that are you didn't think existed within these songs. And it's very inspiring. So I'm excited about it. I hope when people hear it, they're as excited about it as I am. But you can't predict anything. You know, we live in a very fickle world. And so, you know, I can do is do my best, and we do our best and hope for the best. And that's it.
Well, I, for one, am very excited. I think ZP is a great fit for you guys. Back when I was in college, I did a metal show, and I played a lot of 80s metal, but I also at the time played contemporary power metal. It was not uncommon for me to play a Skid Row song back-to-back with Dragon Force. And, you know, and when I heard that he was your new lead singer, I was like, oh, my God, it's like the stars are lining up. So I can't wait for this, and I guess we can expect it sometime in the fall, right?
We're hoping it's going to be the fall. We just want to make sure that we make the best record that we're capable of at this particular time in our lives. And so we're not overthinking it. At least I don't think we are, but we're just paying really close attention to it and making sure that, you know, we're just creating the best piece of music that we possibly can. And that's all we can do. And so that at the end of the day, if people respond amazing, and if they don't, then so be it. At least we know that we gave everything of our spirit and our hearts to this record. And that's all we can do.
Now, May 4th, you guys are rocking a hometown show over at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville. You got two other Jersey bands, Rawway and Another Day's Armor, on the bill. What can people expect from Skid Row that night?
with ZPP being in the band now for about close to 3 years, and we've toured extensively over that whole period of time, and now the fact that we've been in the studio working on this record, we haven't played out live in a few months, 4 or 5 months maybe, with the exception of the Monsters of Rock cruise, which was pretty amazing. And then for us, Sayreville is home. I mean, literally, I was born in Sayreville. Born and raised in Sayreville. That's home for me. And this band was born in that area. And so to us, that's truly our home. So it's not necessarily a hometown show, more like a hometown reunion of a bunch of old friends. And the band started 33 years ago. And before the band started, oddly enough, I worked at what was the previous incarnation of Starland, which was a place called Willie's. And I worked there as a bar manager, and I was underage, and they didn't know it. And that's where I had a cover band at the time that played the area, and we opened up for Metallica when they first came over from San Francisco, and they had just signed with Megaforce Records, and they had just parted ways with Dave Mustaine and flew Kirk Hammett in, and they were rehearsing in the back room where they would eventually play. And it was Metallica, Anthrax, a band called Prey, and then my band, which was Steel Fortune, the mighty Steel Fortune. So my history in that building of what is now Starland goes back, 1983. I love coming home. My heart still lies there. And the spirit and soul of the band still exists in Jersey, especially that area. It's always high energy, but there's always something more when we play there and play in the area in general. And so I think what we offer people, and what I think we've always been able to offer people, is we hope to put a smile on people's faces, and that when they go to one of our shows, whether we're the main act or we're the support act or whatever, to us it's just about, man, we just want everybody to have a good time where they feel that they got more than their money's worth. And it's just really important for us to leave. Everybody gets to leave their problems at the door, whatever personal stuff might be going on, or, whatever's going on politically or whatever in the world. That stuff stays at the front door, man. You just come in and just enjoy the music and hang out and party with your friends. And to us, it's a community, and we're kind of all in it together. We're all sharing in this moment, however many hours these moments exist. And it's important, though, because it's important to be able to get rid of all the trappings in life for a little while and just stretch, man, and just, like, open up and let it out and yell and scream and dance and drink and just have fun. You share in your friendships with people and stuff, and share in the joy of music that isn't laced with any political intention or any religious aspects. It's just music to make you smile, and it's the great unifier. And so that's what we hope to accomplish when we play these shows, especially the hometown shows.
That sounds great to me. Tickets, of course, available over at starlandballroom.com. We have a lot of young bands that I talk to, up-and-coming bands, some bands literally just starting. And you talk about the stuff that you did back when Starland Ballroom was Willie's once upon a time. What advice do you have for any young bands that are getting started out?
First of all, I admire anybody with the ambition to, push forth in the music business and to go out and start a band and write songs and express themselves musically, because it is really, really, really difficult out there. And it's always been difficult, but it just seems, and maybe I'm mistaken, but it seems like it's even more difficult nowadays just to get people to listen and get traction. And there's so many diversions in our lives. And to get anybody to just pay attention is really, really difficult. But that being said, I believe in ambition, and I believe in the power of a person's will to succeed if they undeniably believe in their ability and what they're creating, and that what they're doing is a necessity in their lives. This is it. They have to do this. They need to do this. And to me, that's what was the driving force in all of our lives when we put Skid Row together. Was there was no option, man. This was it. There was no anything to fall back on. for us, this was it. It was either that or nothing. So we left ourselves no choice but to be successful on some level. And success is defined differently for different people. But I really, really believe that if a person has a belief in their soul and their spirit that this is what they are meant and deemed to do with their life, and that it's a necessity, like music is their air, their breath, then they will be successful on some level. And I think that the biggest thing, and it's what everybody has said throughout the history of music or any sort of entertainment, you utilize critics and critique as fire and fuel for the soul to move forward. Don't be dismissive of it, but don't let it destroy you. Look at it and use it as fire. Use it as inspiration. Be inspired by the naysayers as well as the supporters. And be a sponge. Learn. I'm still learning. I got turned on a few months back to this artist by the name of Billie Eilish. And you know, which has nothing to do with the music that I play whatsoever. But I was really, really blown away by the ability of this person. I mean, she's 16, 17 years old. And what a phenomenal talent. And here I am, an old man, learning from a teenager. And that's the way it should be. You should be always learning and utilizing that in some way or another to make yourself better at what you do. Because there's always going to be better songwriters, there's going to be better guitar players, better singers, better musicians in general. Always, 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 always. You can't control that. You can only control your own abilities and how good you're going to work or how much you're going to work to be as good or great as you possibly can be. And so, to me, I'm still work every day at my guitar playing and my songwriting every day. I have to, because I feel like I'm letting myself down and I'm letting my passion down if I don't.
Snake Szabo of Skid Row, new album coming out this fall. See them for their hometown show at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, or as we said off air, Slayerville, May 4th. Snake, thank you so much for calling in, bro.
Dude, thank you so much for having me. We're looking forward. May 4th. Tickets are available. Make sure you come out early so you can check out Armor and Rawway, two local Jersey bands that certainly are worthy of your support.
All right, now let's hear from one of those bands. Here's another day's Armor with Feel the Fall on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Get off! KeithHarrisCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, this is Steve Bellow, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Oh, yeah.
The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his Marblehead album. Catch his first ever show at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park this Wednesday, April 24th. More info at stevebellowrocks.com. Right now, let's rock an awesome live track from Metal Reband. This is off their Live from the Stone Pony album, which dropped on Saturday, April 20th. Score it now at metalreband.com. Here's Saints and Sinners on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Running round, Hi, I'm Alan Camello from Vendetta Rose. You're listening to Tom Hanley, 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Nine The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Tilted Directions album. Score it now at VendettaRose.com and see them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 3rd. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.